It's approaching 6 minutes past three on the 15th of April 2019. 30 years ago today, thousands of Liverpool supporters had made the journey to Sheffield to watch their team play the FA Cup semi-final against Nottingham Forest at Hillsborough. 96 of those fans never returned home. Today, flags on civic buildings across Merseyside are flying at half-mast to remember the men, women and children who we lost that day. In a few moments' time, the bells of Liverpool Town Hall will toll 96 times. Traffic going through the Mersey tunnels will stop for 1 minute, and the Mersey ferries will mark the anniversary by sounding their horns. At St George's Hall, 96 lanterns will shine through the night this evening. We'll now join the rest of the city in falling silent to remember the 96 who never came home but who are always in our hearts.
When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high.
This is
Radio City.
It's something in the way you roll your eyes.
Well, you've got your Mellow Monday track and your Monday Soul selection as well. But first, we'll get all the latest BBC News at 3 o'clock with Dave Sanderson.
Thank you, Jenny. Good afternoon. Services are underway to remember the 96 Liverpool fans who died at Hillsborough. Families and survivors are marking the 30th anniversary of the disaster.
I just think that 30 years ago, this time, all them people were excited about going to the match. And it's just so sad.
My dad used to go the game around the time and that, and seeing him when he remembers people who would have been there, it's for the survivors as well, the people that got out, still gets them, still means a lot.
Just some of the people we've been speaking to who've been paying tribute at Anfield. The Labour MP for Halton, Derek Twigg, joined them earlier. He says he vividly remembers April the 15th, 1989.
I was in the North Stand, obviously watching the whole thing unfold in front of us that day. So, yeah, wanted to come here today to pay my respects. Obviously, a major anniversary. And obviously remember the people who lost their lives and were injured that day.
Well, shortly a minute's silence will be observed and the bells of Liverpool Town Hall will begin to toll 96 times. The day's other news now, and police in St Helens say a man could lose his sight after two men threw an...
And yes, you are listening to BBC Radio Merseyside, and after the Hollies, we will join people across the region for the minute silence as we remember those who died at Hillsborough 30 years ago today.
When you walk through a storm,
you'll never walk alone. And it was only right that we play that song today on the anniversary of the Hillsborough disaster. And you can hear more about the 30th anniversary commemorations on the Drive Time programme this afternoon with Paul Beasley from 4 o'clock.
Jenny Lee Summers on BBC Radio Merseyside.
I've got still to come for you on the show today. Well, we've got an absolutely stonking three in a row for your Monday Soul selection. We are going to...